Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Jaden and where we're at. So he did re-aggravate his elbow injury in the game. No structural setbacks. However, through the medical evaluations, you know, over the last couple of days, including this morning, doctors advised us we hold him this Sunday. And so Marcus will start. And we're really bummed for Jaden. Like, he is working incredibly hard to get back on the field with his guys. And so tough.
Seventh time in 14 games that Jaden Daniels will miss a game with an injury this season. 11 out of 14 games, he's either gotten hurt during the game or he hasn't played at all. So there's been three games where he started and finished a game completely healthy this year for Washington. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. I think DQ could have saved himself a lot of time this season if he just recorded that we're bummed for Jaden. He's not going to play. Marcus gets the call. We're thinking about Jaden. He's an awesome competitor.
We're not going to miss him, Mark. Return to play, you know, all the seven different Mad Libs. Hold it up, play it, and walk out of the room.
We have heard that one a handful of times. But we feel like, speaking of things we heard different answers today on the shutdown questions. Hey, are we going to see him again? It has been pretty emphatically a yes answer to that. Either directly saying yes, he will play, or in a longer-winded way, Dan Quinn has talked about why it's important to get him back and why they hope that they do. Today, they haven't thought about it. They haven't talked about it yet. They're thinking about the Giants. Very, very different tone. What does that tell you? Did someone intervene? Was ownership or Adam Peters involved, do you think, at this point, in dictating terms? Or are we overthinking it? It's just a week-to-week thing, and maybe he wasn't willing to talk about next week just yet, because you can't give the Philadelphia Eagles any competitive advantage.
No, they're waiting for one, and you can't give it to them.
If you give them a competitive advantage, they might beat you next week.
Then what happens?
Let's go to Ryan and Culpepper on Grant and Danny. How are you, Ryan?
Hey, guys. That sure did sound like Riverboat Dan. What he really said is, I wish we wouldn't have made the NFC title game last year. I wish this was year one, and everybody was injured. And then year two, oh, look at us. We made it to the NFC title game. And CJ5, I'm calling him CJ5 because he's just like CJ Stroud. Anyone, anywhere, anytime. If anybody wants to give me three number one picks for him, I'll give it to him right now. All right. Stay with me, guys. One, two, three, Cancun! Woo!
Cancun. Next stop, Cancun is funny. Thank you, Ryan. Much appreciated. Look, we mentioned the standing piece yesterday that if you're afraid he can't get through a game without getting hurt, then you should be advocating that they move him. That's not a real conversation at this point, nor should it be. Let's not forget how hard it is to find a quarterback who can play. It took 30 years of wandering around the desert with little blips for a year or two or three years at a time where it was passable. It is impossible to find the thing that it looks like they found if you can keep him on the field. So let's not forget that in this discourse.
It's worth waiting for, is what I would say. It's worth trying to figure out and pursue to all ends.
Now, you do have my attention when you compare Dan Quinn to Ron Rivera, because I remember many, many, many conversations before we ever started this regime where we compared the two. They're very, very similar, very comparable resumes. My joke has always been that they're not the same guy, but you find them on the same aisle in the coaching store. When you walk into Coach Authority and you're looking for a coach to walk out with, next to Ron Rivera on aisle 7 is Dan Quinn. They're right next to one another. One wears a backwards hat, the other doesn't really wear a hat. That's about the difference. I since have updated my file some last year. I think Quinn is Rivera like several years earlier in terms of more energy, and he is a better culture builder. Players adore and love him. All the stuff we said about Ron, but a lot of those were from the prime of his career in Carolina. I think Dan Quinn, who's younger, is a younger spirit as well.
Well, this sounds way more cynical. The biggest difference is Dan Quinn didn't want to do personnel, and Ron did.
That's
Ron wanted to half-ass that job and not go to the combine and not go to the Senior Bowl and go play golf because he was tired. Don't take both jobs then, right?
I'm just talking about them as head coaches.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah, that's very different.
But my point kind of is there's a lot of crossover between the two.
But remember, in year one, and Dan Quinn gets to an NFC Championship game, nobody will ever be able to take that away from him. I think you can thank Jaden Daniels. He did a lot of good, heavy lifting, culture building stuff, no doubt. But after year one of Ron Rivera, it was in Ron we trust. Anyone who didn't buy in was a maniac. How dare you question anything he does? And then it changed over time. Like, we have done this before. We've seen this movie. If he can't get this thing back together. Jay's in D.C. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sir.
Hey, look. First of all, everybody keep talking about, I wish we wouldn't have made it to the NFC Championship game last year. Those people must have not been on the plane with me and you, Danny. Remember last year, me and my buddy, we took pictures with you when we flew up to Detroit and all of that stuff, man. And that was a magical ride, man. I'm never going to take that away and say I wish that hadn't happened.
Agreed.
It's great that happened. But I'm also glad that this year happened, because last year had us believing something that really wasn't what it should have been, but this year is now bringing us back to reality. So it's good that we had both, right? But what I feel is like there has been some change with how they're treating Jaden Daniels and everything. And first of all, let me say, listen, Grant, Coach Authority is diabolical. I loved it. I was that is diabolical.
Coach's
bro.
Authority.
That's funny. I think I do remember when it would have been the Tampa game when we flew out, what you were referencing. But yes, I mean, that for the record, the caller before him wasn't saying, I don't think that he wishes they wouldn't have. I think that he's saying it sounds like when Rivera talked about toward the end of his regime, the worst thing that happened was the expectations got set too high after year one. I think he was comping how Quinn sounded to that. But yeah, fans will have that forever, man. That was the best year this team has had in over 30 years. And for my generation of fans, that was necessary. That was a prescription to fix a problem. That was medicine that we needed. That was good for the heart. You know, that healed the soul. Let's go to Lou in Silver Spring on G&D. What's up, Lou?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's it sounded a lot like he was addressing everyone's questions without answering any of the questions. So it definitely felt like they left it open to shut it down, which honestly, like, I really don't have a problem with at this point. I get it, because I feel like you go from last year's season kind of giving you enough clout to get you next season and your seat not getting hot and all that. But God forbid, if something really happened to Jaden at the end of this season, then you might be on the precipice of just a full-on blowout. But the team needs really wholesale change all across the defense. Got to tweak the offense. I told Smooter on the post-game show, I said, if they don't do something with the offense to protect him and just get better quick outs, different, get the ball out of his hands, that Jaden will never even take a snap in the new RFK come 2030. Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, dude.
Well, 2030 seems a long, long time away right now.
It
I'm just
really
worrying
does.
About getting him to take a snap in 2 weeks, week one of next year, respectfully. But
I see the point, yeah.
One of the things he did brilliantly in his first year was the quick game, the fast processing, knowing where to go with the ball before the snap, and that has gone away. We talked about this yesterday. Some of that might be adjustments where people are squatting on your first look, and now you got to process and read through it, which he did really, really well last year. It does seem like the adjustment defensively has been made to take some of those things away, but he's not seeing it as well. I think a lot of that comes back to just being in and out of the lineup.
Yeah.
It's like being out of work for a week, coming back for 2 days. Being out of work for a week, coming back for 2 days. You might not be in the rhythm or as effective at your job either. And I really believe that has not only stunted his development, but what you're talking about, which is getting the ball out, helping the offensive line. Like when Mariota plays against Denver, the best pass rush in the league, the pass rush was not a problem. We did nothing but heap praise on the offensive line all of that week, saying they were amazing. They statistically had the best game against the pass rushing team that is number one in the NFL, and nobody had that successful a game keeping a quarterback upright and away from pressure in multiple years. So the game before when Jaden plays against Seattle, the line's terrible. The game after Mariota and Denver against Denver has that game. You play against the Vikings, blitz happy, I understand, another great defense, and the offensive line's terrible again. It seems to me like maybe the quarterback's got to help a little bit more than he did in those games. Why isn't he? Well, some of that, to me, just comes back to not getting enough time to play. And I hope that fixes itself next year if he's able to string a bunch of weeks together as a rhythm player and rhythm passer. Let's go to Mark in Largo. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Look, Grant, both of you guys, I wanted him to play too. But I do have some good news for you guys. This is not just a Commanders thing that's happening right now. That's why they're not the talk of the town. If you look at everybody that did pretty well last year, everybody, they either struggling to make the playoffs, or they're outside of the playoffs, or they're like Minnesota and Washington, they're totally eliminated. There's a chance that everybody that participated in Championship Sunday in January, there's a good chance that none of them will be there. Philadelphia acts like they don't want to go to the playoffs.
True.
Kansas City is on the outside looking in,
yep.
And truth be told, if Buffalo loses to the Patriots and the Eagles, they don't have the tiebreaker over the Texans, so they could be out, and Philadelphia could
you know, just say, you know what, the heck with it. We ain't going to be in. You know, we don't care. Let Dallas go to win the division, and we're out of it. And everybody is out. But here's the problem that I think Washington, I think you have to look at if you're Adam Peters. This is the out of all the bad decisions he's made in the last year and a half, this is the best decision he's made, even though I wanted him to play.
What decision are you referencing?
Do you think he said he dictated?
Oh, you think he went to Quinn and said, we're pulling the plug?
I think seeing Zach Ertz, what happened to Zach Ertz traumatized the coaching staff and management. I really do. Mm. I think it traumatized to say, do we want this to happen to Jaden? Is it really that important for him to play? Or should we just focus on if we tank? Here's the deal. If we tank and we get a top five pick, we could trade out of it with Pittsburgh, more likely. They'll give us everything in the kitchen sink. We'll get what we want, but we got to be adamant on free agency. And they're going to, and I'm going to tell you something now, they're going to have competition. They're going to have to overpay.
Well, they got to be aggressive.
Yes.
They can't sit back and do one-year deals with 35-year-olds. You want to get better?
They got to win the bidding on a couple guys, I think.
See New England's blueprint this offseason. They go out and they paid a ton of money for Milton Williams. They go out and they spend money on Stephon Diggs. I could go on and on, mostly on defense, by the way. But they fixed a lot of their problems in one offseason to elevate a young quarterback, and they said, we're not going to stink. The AFC's open, the division. We got one team to worry about, which, by the way, came back to the pack pretty sizably anyway. They knew they were going to have a soft schedule. They had a culture-building first-year head coach, and they said, we're going to throw a lot of talent at the problem. Now, they didn't think they'd be the one seed. They didn't think Drake May would win an MVP award, but I think they felt like they could maybe go 9 or 10 wins.
Yeah, they'll be better than 4-13.
And it's happening. But they spent big, aggressive money on studs. They didn't sign 27 guys, right? They signed a dozen guys. 7 or 8 of them were really, really good football players. And that's maybe the offseason you need to try to have if you're Washington. But you're going to have to throw some money at issues, and they got to draft better. There's no doubt about that. Let's go to Ed in Hagerstown on the Fan. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, bud?
I look at this from a standpoint of 2 years ago. They had extra time in coaching this developing a young team and mold the quarterback. Well, this year they humbled themselves, and I call it humbling, is the fact that it appears at the start of this season they were playing well, but the preseason and also all the practices, they were very easygoing. Okay, if you want to play, no problem. We will, you know, we'll base it on our laurels. Well, I think what's happened now is they got humbled, and I think this coming next year, they're going to have to go back to what they did the first year, go back to basics, get a couple of good offensive linemen to protect your quarterback, and let him develop slowly.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I think a new approach to preseason training camp, et cetera, is warranted. Now, they were fairly soft, and Dan Quinn, you know, was veteran deferential in year one, and obviously everything came up perfect. But the tone this year felt way more complacent, I think, to the caller's point. I think it's something that you and I both noticed kind of throughout.
I thought camp was way more laid back this year, and the preseason proof's in the pudding. Look at the snaps and the reps and the amount of work guys like Jaden got. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, they basically decided. I thought the whole feel of the summer was a very we've arrived mode for them.
Yep.
You had arrived, and then you got kicked out of the club.
That's right.
So now what do you do? How do you get back?
They towed your car. How do you get back?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.